6. Primitive Man in the Ice Age. The great event of this glacial period was the evolution of primitive man. Slightly to the west of India, on land now under water, and among the offspring of Asiatic migrants of the older North American lemur types, the dawn mammals suddenly appeared. These small animals walked mostly on their hind legs, and they possessed large brains in proportion to their size and in comparison with the brains of other animals. In the 70th generation of this order of life, a new and higher group of animals suddenly differentiated. These new mid-mammals, almost twice the size and height of their ancestors, and possessing proportionately increased brain power, had only well established themselves when the primates, the third vital mutation, suddenly appeared. At this same time, a retrograde development within the mid-mammal stock gave origin to the simian ancestry, and from that day to this, the human branch has gone forward by progressive evolution, while the simian tribes have remained stationary or have actually retrogressed. 1 million years ago, Urantia was registered as an inhabited world. A mutation within the stock of the progressing primates suddenly produced two primitive human beings, the actual ancestors of mankind. This event occurred at about the time of the beginning of the third glacial advance. Thus it may be seen that your early ancestors were born and bred in a stimulating, invigorating, and difficult environment. And the sole survivors of these Urantia aborigines, the Eskimos, even now prefer to dwell in frigid northern climes. Human beings were not present in the Western Hemisphere until near the close of the Ice Age, but during the interglacial epochs they passed westward around the Mediterranean and soon overran the continent of Europe. In the caves of Western Europe may be found human bones mingled with the remains of both tropic and Arctic animals, testifying that man lived in these regions throughout the later epochs of the advancing and retreating glaciers.